Chapter 1.
Do you have a book about bodies?
The man says, without actually looking up at me. Behind the counter, I frown, trying to remember where I've seen one. I think there's a book about anatomy in with...
No.
His long fringe hides his face. He lowers his voice, even though there's no one else in the shop.
Not like that. Bodies. Like naked bodies.
Oh! My cheeks heat as I realise what he means. Yes, they're actually just behind me, here. I point to the high shelves in the back corner, and he heads in that direction, without looking up. I hope he doesn't crash into any of the display tables.
I think there's a book about anatomy,
Henry whispers, mimicking me.
Shut up!
I glance over at the customer, who has taken down one of the huge, glossy art books and is flicking through it on a nearby table, his body curled over it like a comma.
Not quite as bad as the time that woman asked you for the clitoris book, Henry says, but a good level 3 blush.
I'm 25 years old. I really shouldn't still blush when someone says clitoris, and the ridiculous thing is that Henry blushes every time he repeats the clitoris story, and yet he does it anyway to tease me. And he's 26. You're the one who heard Simply Jesus as Simply Cheeses, I say. I mimic him.
Is that by Nigella Lawson?
Henry snorts.
That guy was so offended.
Not as offended as the pregnancy perv. But that was because Henry had chased him out of the shop, and he hadn't even properly fastened his trousers back up. A few minutes later, today's probable perv passes us as he leaves, head still down, the bell on the door jingling behind him. But he seems to have remained clothed, at least.
I'd better go and check he's left that book as he found it,
Henry says. Ugh, I'll make us a tea then.